It's awards season in the Bay Area, and I'm not talking about the Oscars. The Bay Area Theater Critics Circle does its award thing every year in April, though their awards seldom include Sonoma County theater companies, since so few of the voting critics make it up this far from the Golden Gate Bridge. Luckily, we do also have our own awards event, though not that many people know about it yet. It is the slightly scruffy, highly unpredictable, charmingly eccentric Stage 1 Theater Arts Awards, a.k.a. the SOTAs. This year's event takes place Monday, March 18th at 7:30 p.m. at the Glaser Center in Santa Rosa. It's free to the public, and this year, there is hope that the audience will include as many local theater patrons as it does theater participants. Formed 5 years ago by stage-loving theater students, most of them from SSU, the SOTAs are currently undergoing a rapid growth spurt, an evolutionary leap away from their long-held reputation as a popularity contest among 20-somethings. The shows honored, for the most part, have been campus productions and youth-focused shows filled with young, eager theater artists. Well, fine and good, such a narrowly focused award event clearly has left out much of the theater that is going on in Sonoma County. And as a result, the majority of the companies who make theater in the area have dismissed the SOTAs as unworthy of serious consideration, which is a shame. As lovers of theater, we should be happy when other lovers of theater, no matter how exuberantly unseasoned they may be, take steps to say, "Hey, everybody, look, somebody put on a play and we liked it." Good feeling generates good feeling. And with theater companies still struggling to put butts in seats, we should support any effort that draws attention to local theater in positive ways. Well, this year, the SOTAs are making efforts to earn that serious consideration they've long hoped for, and the organizers have taken steps to make sure that the awards will end up going to a wider array of theater artists than in the past. They've opened voting membership to all theater companies, inviting some of the most experienced and talented actors, directors, and producers in Sonoma County. This year's awards ceremony will have as its MC, Sixth Street Playhouse's artistic director Craig Miller, which should lend an element of class and credibility. Of course, the underlying question is, why is any of this necessary? What do awards matter among artists for whom the goal is not a trophy, but an audience that is entertained, moved, challenged, and delighted? The truth is, anything matters that gets people to perk up and think, "Hey, maybe I'll go see a show tonight." In truth, the most important voices in Sonoma County aren't the people who give awards, they aren't the critics, they aren't the hardworking artists, young and old, who give the stage their time, energy, and talents. The most important voices are yours, the people who go to theater and then tell people about the shows they've seen. Word of mouth, positive and negative, has always had far more power to affect a show's box office than any review, any blog posting, any award. You have the power to change the course of Sonoma County Theater. So go see a show, any show, and then talk about it. Because when somebody buys a ticket to see a show at a theater they've never been to before, everyone is a winner. Starting with that newcomer, waiting in the dark for the curtain to rise, wondering just what it is about live theater everyone has been talking about. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.